wants to be clubbing with DJ Nesh, only on Episode FM.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome to the new year. It's the new year, We in January. Okay, excuse my tongue, it almost did its own stuff. But we in January, yes, in the new year, 2019. And I know you guys can't wait. You can't wait. You can't wait for the awesome, amazing experience that 2019 actually has in store for you guys. And yeah. I'm actually thankful for the fact that you guys are still tuned in. Yes, still supporting. Keep on supporting. And that's actually awesome. And yeah, guys, I appreciate the fact that you guys listen to the shows. Don't forget to actually listen to every single show that we did in the past. And also, don't forget to share them out. I mean, you got amazing shows that I actually did. Hey, you got shows that... on Eminem, you got shows on Selena Gomez, you got shows on Michael Jackson, you got shows on Paul Nicklin, you got all of these different types of shows that you can even apply into your own life. And today, we're even doing another show that is based on another, let me say, okay, basically he's a secular artist, but now we're gonna look at his life as well. We got J. Cole. That's the person that we're going to be speaking about in this year. And there's a reason why I'm going to speak about him. But looking on in the days, weeks, months to come, one of the shows is going to be based on Kendrick Lamar. You know, not Lamar, but Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, I got a guy called Lamar this side. So every time I say Lamar, I'm thinking, yeah. So, yeah, in the future... we're gonna do a show on Kendrick Lamar, and we're gonna speak about him and actually the type of life that he's living. And I know, yeah, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, you know, you got, yeah, your conscience rappers, if I can put it that way. And yeah, they actually classify them as conscience rappers, but we're gonna tackle that area, you know, when we're speaking about Kendrick Lamar. So don't miss that show. In fact, it's in 2 weeks' time, so don't miss that show. Awesome, amazing show. That's what it is. Yeah, but today we're gonna get into J. Cole. But before we do that, you know how we do it. We give you something amazing, something awesome, something juicy that actually gets you to think about what you're gonna get exposed to. So before we come back and go for a short session, we got the news as well. We're gonna go for a short break right now and come back for the news.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Ebenezer. You are tuned to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
So getting into the news itself, it's a new year, yes, new year, new beginnings for most of the people, new resolutions, yeah, you know, you got people who've got, yeah, new year resolutions and all the stuff, but something that I can say is, it doesn't help to have all of those ideas and not do them or not apply them. You know, in the past year, people had all of these different goals that they had for 2018, and guess what, they didn't achieve them. I mean, I also had goals and all the stuff, but there was stuff that I battled with as well, you know, that I didn't achieve. And I believe that I'm going to achieve them this year. And the stuff that I did, like, okay, I didn't achieve them. As I said, I'm going to achieve them this year. But there's also stuff that I did achieve, you know, that I wanted to achieve. And it's actually awesome. It's like, yeah, well done, well done. So to those who achieved most of their stuff last year, well done. And to those who didn't, you still got hope, you know, you still got more days, years to come. Yes, so start now. We're gonna get into the news, and we just got a couple of headlines. And yeah, like I said, it's a new year, so new year, new beginnings. Getting into the news, we got awesome stuff. Now Iran, for those who know Iran, yeah, Iran, yo, in the past years it was known as the war zone. Yep, war zone, eh? Stuff go, that's where you find guns and bullets flying everywhere and stuff like that. But now something that's interesting is, from last year December up to now, Iran is actually changing. Iran is actually considered as one of the most friendliest place to ever be, and it's a place with an awesome, amazing landscape. I know, I was like, what? Iran? Wow, that's amazing. So that's actually awesome. We gotta get to a point where the whole world, you know, every place in the world is actually the most friendliest place to ever be. Whether you're in South Africa, USA, Iran, Egypt, Pakistan, Afghanistan, you know, wherever you are, it should be awesome and amazing and safe. The most friendliest place to ever be. So that is actually what is happening in Iran, and that is awesome. That is actually awesome. And then we got the second one, eh? Tucson was like, yo, I actually, yeah, I wouldn't mind. It's actually the city that I love, and it's a city that I would love to go and visit. And this is Paris. Yeah, Paris. Okay, me, the reason why I would love to go there is because, yeah, I consider Paris as the city of love. And I know it's not only me, it's also other people. But yeah, I want to go see Paris. Yeah, that's me right there. And yeah, I can speak French, eh? So yeah, Paris, coming for you. I'll see it, and I'm going to be there. Yeah, so that's Paris right there. Now, something that's interesting is, since last year, what has been happening is the electric scooters, they've been taking over Paris. So like every single place where you go, man, you're finding an electric scooter. That is what is happening. And yeah, I believe that's a tourist attraction. Yeah, it's awesome. I wouldn't mind going to Paris and actually being on that electric scooter and actually driving it. Yeah, I know before we had a manual scooter with our legs where you push, push, push. Now we got an electric one, so that's actually awesome. Now that is what is happening. You know, those are just two places that we've chosen to actually speak about, you know, concerning the news. Yeah, and that is what is actually happening. New year, new beginnings, new awesome feedback. We don't want all the negative feedbacks. No, we're not all about that. Now we got new feedback, positive feedback, because the countries are changing, the nations are changing. They're looking forward to a better tomorrow. Yeah, that's what we gotta be doing, looking forward to a better tomorrow. So that is it for the news. I hope you guys enjoyed and took notes, and now you will actually have two destinations for you to travel for the holidays. Yeah, see you guys after this short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Coming back, yo. Yeah, I'm coming back into this year for another awesome, amazing session. Yeah, this is the short session that we actually speak about music. I get to speak to you guys about music. That is why we're talking about J. Cole, because it's a new year and we're going to speak about J. Cole. You know why? Because music rules everything. You know, something that's interesting is music is actually like the foundation of people's lives. I don't understand some people's lives. They actually make music the foundation of people's lives. If you look at their lives, you actually see that, hey, this person is focused on music as being the one thing that directs them. So music is actually what we're going to be focusing on. And something that I can say is, your music that you listen to influences you, whether you like it or not. Music influences you in a positive or a negative way. So that's something that you should keep in mind. And with that in mind, we're going to give you amazing music, which is Christ music, because it's hot music. And you're going to get some awesome, amazing artists. Some of them might make you feel like, yo, this person is better than J. Cole, or this person is just like J. Cole. Yeah, I know we also get those guys that sound like Lil Wayne and Eminem, and they actually, yeah, shock people out there. They're like, what? This person is rapping about Jesus, and yeah, sounds like Eminem. Yeah, we got people like that. So keep your ears listening and enjoy the tracks that you're about to hear.
I was running with the set, yeah. Running with the set. I'm the threat. Tell them I'm so free, I got no chains on me. I'm so free, I got no chains on me. Nappy hair, no shame on me. I'm so free, I got no chains on me. No shame, free, I got no chains on me. I'm so free, I got no chains on me. I'm so free, I got no chains on me.
give up Insta snaps. Do we need another post? You insecure, you do the most.
On my side, we revive God through the Wi-Fi. T'Challa popping, never colonized, round the high fives for the top. God made us dangerous. Aim to bust flame, but does every day to bring to us. Gangs of us trained to trust a name that's blessed, named on us. Christ gained us.
I was running with the stay, yeah. Running through a chain, yeah, yeah. No chains on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me. Nappy hair, no shame on me. I'm so free. I got no chains on me.
I'm so free. I got no chains. To my neck, no chains. No chains. Rapper.
Yeah, come get your opinion. They don't matter. Money or the faith, I chose a lot of. Ooh, I can see I'm trying to keep us on the outside now. We pull up and watch us scatter back. Running through the wall. Heaven got a playlist. I promise that's my favorite playlist. Faithful over famous. Yeah, faithful over fame.
New rappers that shoot and blow. Really drug addicts with a studio. You gotta pop pills on the usual than that paradise. I'm really cool to yo. If your world is really that plain, then why you always high trying to escape? Grand flexing, that's too fake. And the money phones, really money loans. And that real life is you coming home. Empty house in the heart of stone. Bad chick, super savage. Cause for a bigger bag, she moving on. Oh yeah, you making moves, but these folks don't really love you. Industry only love dudes that they can use. Don't get confused. Interviews that don't tiptoe. Go and check them out, info. It's glory, that's simple. Riding around with that tempo. That's liberal, that's conservative. That's charismatic and reformed too. My wife happy and Jesus loving. Ain't nothing left to conform to.
Is the key in Jesus? I can dance God do teu poder. Posso contemplar tua majestade e glória. Rei dos reis, eu me prostro a ti. Teu amor é como o mar que vem sobre mim, que vem sobre mim. Tu és por nós, tu nos vencerás. Mas que vencedor fizeste um caminho para nós. Eu me rendo e mergulho mais profundo em tua graça. Tua graça, teu amor é como o mar que vem sobre mim, que vem sobre mim. Tu és por nós quem nos vencerá. Para ir mais fundo em tuas águas,
Wow. Okay, so we're going to get into the topic itself. J. Cole. Now, last year, I know he's been a worldwide artist that has, blown people's minds away and all the stuff. Because most of the people that I actually bumped into last year, they'll tell me, yo, man, have you heard J. Cole's new album? And I'll be like, no, I don't listen to those guys. Eh? I actually don't listen to secular artists. And they'll give me this look where they're like, are you normal? Like, is there something wrong with you, dude? If they knew I was a radio presenter, they were probably gonna be like, dude, what type of a life are you living as a radio presenter? Which is an awesome life. Only if you knew, if you had to take a day to live my life and see the stuff that I get exposed to, you would actually be like, wow, I should leave my old ways behind and actually focus on Christ, because Christ can give me this, can give me an awesome life with a purpose. So that's something that you should keep in your mind. So J. Cole, one of the most interesting rapper that people describe. People say he's one of the most amazing conscience rapper you can ever find out there. There's people, they actually say stuff like that. And something that I can say is, you got people who are gifted and, you know, they got talent and all the stuff. Let me tell you something, man. This is me admitting. When I listen to Christian rap, it's awesome, eh? Christian artists, They are amazing. They blow my mind away, and it's awesome, eh? And something that I can say is the devil is deceiving each and every one of the people who are not listening to Christian rap, with all the J. Cole's, the Kendrick Lamar, you know, the Chris Brown and all those people. He is using those people to deceive the rest of us. Why? Because he wants us to go down. He wants us to go down. Yes, you got the instrumentals of those guys that are awesome, but now in that instrumental, that's where the devil gets you trapped. The instrumental is a trap from the enemy. So what it does is it traps you in the instrumental, then the instrument that he's using, which is your Chris Brown, your J. Cole, now he traps you in the instrumental, and then J. Cole comes and hypnotizes you by, okay, it's basically preaching, but the wrong message, a deceiving message. So you're trapped in the instrumental, and then J. Cole comes and tells you the wrong stuff to do, which influences you to live your life not according to the word of God, but against the word of God. Yep. That is what it does. That is what the enemy does. So let's not be in that boat. Let's not be in that situation where we actually deceived by the enemy. But instead, let's be wise and actually see, okay, this is what's happening. This is how things are running. This is what's going wrong. This is what's going right. Now, J. Cole, yes, you say that is an awesome rapper. I'm not saying that is not an awesome rapper. I'm not judging, because I'm not in a position to judge. But what I'm saying is, you got better artists because of the message that they preach on their songs. So you got guys that are Christian rappers. And I'll be honest with you, there's Christian artists that are better than J. Cole. Yes, yes, there is. The Lord has placed people out there that are better than J. Cole. And if you have to listen to Christian rap, you find out that they exist, and they're actually giving God all the glory. And if you had to listen to their songs, you actually better off than if you had to listen to J. Cole. I mean, I myself, I'll be honest with you, I was a fan of Eminem, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, all those people. And when I got exposed to Christian rap, that's when I realized, whoa, wait. What I'm exposed to at the moment is right, but it's right because the world has placed that standard to say that this is right. And this new stuff that I'm getting exposed to sounds awesome. It's better than what I'm exposed to. Yet the world says that what I'm getting exposed to is wrong. What is going on? That is the type of mindset that I had, and that is the situation that I was in. That's the type of thinking that I had when I got exposed to Christian rap. It's like, okay, wait, no, I need to make a decision for myself here. Yes, the world says that Christian rap is not awesome. Yeah, you know, you can't listen to stuff like that. You gotta listen to Kanye West and the new stuff that he has to say. You gotta listen to J. Cole. I mean, he's a conscious rapper. He will tell you everything about life. Yes, he'll use what you already know as normal to get you trapped into something that's not normal. Why? Because the standard of your normal is actually not normal, it's abnormal. If you had to actually get to a position where you get exposed to what is normal, you'll actually be like, whoa, every single thing that J. Cole says as a conscious rapper, as he describes himself, is a lie. He's actually deceiving us. He's deceiving us with the words plus his life. In fact, most of us, we in a position where we see the life exposes the person, but because we are so lost in the instrumentals and the words, we can't even identify what is not true, or the message that is false messages. We can't identify them. Why? Because you're so lost and trapped into your own thoughts and everything that is stuck in your head. That is the position that we are all in. Now, J. Cole is an awesome rapper. Yes, he is. But now, one thing I have against him is the fact that he sold his soul to the devil. Now, guys, when you sell your soul to the devil, the position that you have placed yourself in is a position where you're saying, Lucifer owns my life. And every single thing that I'm gonna do it to actually make sure that people are aware of Lucifer and they go the direction of Lucifer. In other words, you deceive every single person. Everyone that is righteous, everyone that is focused on God, you deceive them. That's what you do. And that's what J. Cole is doing. That's why I do not listen to J. Cole, and I'm advising you not to listen to J. Cole. Why? Because there's artists that are Christian rappers that are better than J. Cole, and the message that they preach is not deceiving you. It's actually challenging you to go the right path. It's challenging your salvation. It's getting you to a position where you're asking yourself, am I saved? Like, okay, whoa, this is what's happening, but am I really, really saved? That is the question that you'll be asking yourself. So guys, be aware of this stuff. Be aware of this stuff. In fact, sit down and you're probably listening to J. Cole. If you are, listen to the message that is saying and actually make a choice for yourself. Decide, are you still gonna listen to him or are you gonna stop listening to him and start listening to the right artists? So we'll be back for a short, okay, not for a short break, but after this music break, we'll come back and we'll get into the, yeah, like the other artists that you can actually listen to besides J. Cole, and then we'll close.
Take me back to the time when I looked you in the eyes. It was then I realized I could never go alone. 'Cause even if I tried, I was heading to demise. It was then that I cried out. Take me
new Act of Worship album As Above So Below is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Trust is all I need. He is my victory.
available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Yeah, so J. Cole, yeah. J. Cole, like I said, he describes himself as a conscious rapper. Same thing with Kendrick Lamar. You got all of these different people that are describing themselves with, yeah, you know, other funny, interesting categories, right, so that they can deceive you. But now, don't let them deceive you by what they're saying. Instead, this is how we should judge them. Judge them according to the standards of the world. Now, J. Cole, like I said, I'm not a fan of him. Why? Because of the type of lifestyle that he's living, what he's done with his soul. Yes, if he decides today that I'm going to give my life to Jesus and I'm going to actually live to serve him. Okay, one thing that I want you to actually imagine. Imagine J. Cole being a Christian and still rapping, still doing what he's doing, except this time he's doing it to glorify God. Imagine the amount of influence he would have. Right now, people love the type of music that he's giving. You know, yeah, the type of music that he's producing. Yeah, the type of music that he's recording. You know, but now, imagine if he was saved. He was a Christian that's on fire for Jesus. How many people would actually be on his side and how many people would he impact? I mean, you got Christian rappers. Hey, you got Christian rappers that are all over. You got Christians themselves that listen to Christian rap. You got Christians that look for Christian rap. You got all of these different types of people with different personalities from different nations and all those stuff. They all focused on what has to do with the word of God. I mean, it's the end of times. Hey, guys, knowledge is free, if I can put it that way. We're living in a generation where knowledge has advanced. Eh? It has advanced to, I don't even know what to describe it by. But we have so much knowledge exposed to us, to a point where we can't even make an excuse and say, I did not know. No, you did know. If you didn't know, why didn't you find out? Probably got exposed to it. The amount of knowledge that we actually have, one cannot say that I did not know. Why? Because whether you know or don't know, you get exposed to it. I mean, the stuff that I do know that I get exposed to almost every single day. And I'm like, wow, yeah, it still blows my mind away and all the stuff. Guys, don't be blind. I mean, the Bible says that every single person that is a child of God and they belong to God, most of them, they perish because of a lack of knowledge. So we gotta actually be in a position where we getting ourselves educated, finding out what is happening all around us. Find out the people that you consider as your role model, what they're involved in. You can't say this person is my role model, you're following them and then you actually following them to become a murderer. Yes, on the cameras they look like they're this awesome, amazing person, but behind the scenes they're actually a murderer, they're killing people. Or this person rapes females, or this person rapes males, and you're saying that's my role model, but you don't even know what they do behind the scenes. No, actually find out what is happening. I mean, J. Cole is in the Illuminati. He's in the Illuminati industry, Sony music industry. That is not the type of industry that you want to get involved in. No, that is not the type of music industry that you want to get involved in. And that is not the type of lifestyle that you would love to place in your life. You know, like, I wouldn't recommend that type of lifestyle as a standard for you. In fact, the Bible doesn't even approve of that type of lifestyle. It warns people. It warns people. So sit down, examine. Okay, this is J. Cole. Yeah, I love him as a rapper. But now let's find out his background. What is going on with his background? What is he involved in? How did he get up to the top where he is? I mean, music industry, in order for you to get to the top, what you gotta do is sacrifice your loved one or people that are close to you. Why would you place someone as a role model when you know that this person actually murdered another person to get to where they are? You want that person as a role model, you want to get to where they are. Okay, it's going to require you to also murder someone that you love. Yep. And it's a reality. It's actually a reality. So sit down, examine, okay, this is J. Cole. What's happening in his life? How did he get to where he is? And should I still be listening to his stuff or not listen? I mean, you take Eminem's show, the one that I did on Eminem. You actually saw how when he grew up in a background where they had no money. He grew up in a background where he was being moved from school to school. Why? Because his mom couldn't afford to pay and all that stuff. And because of that, he also was brought up in a home where it was an abusive, alcoholic type of home. That was the background that he grew up in. And because of that background, he ended up joining the Illuminati industry so that he can actually get to a level that his father has never gotten to. And also prove that he doesn't need his father, you know, in his life. Now, that's the type of background that that guy grew up in. And you want to place that same guy as your role model. What are you also going to do? You want to sell your soul? Now, why would you want to do that? That's my question. Why would you want to do that? So, this shows, you know, basically on J. Cole, Eminem, Selena Gomez. I mean, you had Selena Gomez who even went through a rough time of her life where she was, yeah, affected by a heavy sickness. Heavy sickness. Now, the way she came out of that heavy sickness, that's a miracle right there. That is a miracle right there. I believe that it's God. Probably she has an amount of days, you know, left within a life. Now, even year, you know, here you get in a year, you get 365 days. Yes, so when I say days, I'm not talking about 2 days or few weeks and all the stuff. No, I'm even talking years. So, because your years are made up of days, so she's got numbered days that God has numbered for her. Now, within those amount of days that God has numbered for her, she needs to make sure that she gets a life right, you know, she gets a relationship right with God. I mean, you take Justin Bieber sold his soul to the devil, eh? He sold his soul to the devil, and then guess what happened? He actually got exposed to the word and got the knowledge of what he's exposed to and what he's involved in. And what did he decide to do? He decided to leave because he understands Jesus can break any curse, any agreement, anything that I have done in my life. His blood can conquer. He conquered for me. And I'm not supposed to be in this position. So I'm not going to stay in this position. And what did he do? He left. And now he's part of the Hillsong Church. Now, I salute that guy. Because it takes courage for you to do that. Knowing what happens in the industry. I mean, what did they do to Michael Jackson? He wanted to leave, and what did they do? They killed him. They sacrificed him. Like, okay, you think you're just going to come and do this and then leave? No. In fact, Michael Jackson even got to a point where he was exposing what they do in the industry. And what did Sony do? Sony killed him, sacrificed him. So, here you are trying to put people into your life as a role model, not realizing what is happening in the background. You gotta get the knowledge of the background, what is happening in the background. I mean, Jesus was a role model. And something that's awesome is he lived what he preached. He did what he was telling the multitudes to do. And he came to break the curse. He came to actually set us free. So that's the person that we should be placing into our life. So J. Cole, yes, you say he's an awesome rapper. But now check out his background. Check out what he's involved in. And check out what you are getting yourself involved in if you want to become like him. Now, I'm sure after that, you wouldn't want to end up following him. Because you don't want to be in that same situation, you know. You don't want to be in that same situation. So guys, don't forget to catch us on our website www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter at activefm777. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram at activefm777. Don't forget to catch us on Iono itself, Iono FM. You can go there and get the Active FM podcast. There's all of these different shows. And another thing, always check on the side when you are on Iono FM concerning the popular shows. There's some awesome popular shows that you can get there. There's like some awesome popular shows. So make sure you're always checking those ones. And I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
tell us that we're lost in the endless darkness of night, and we can't find a way to be free for our blindness to things, so we can see what we've been missing. So send your light.
Thank you.